and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Calling into a Vice President Kamala Harris event in the past hour in Delaware at her campaign headquarters for the Democratic nomination, President Biden.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy.
The Harris campaign says it has raised $81 million in the last 24 hours from donations to the campaign, Democratic National Committee, and joint fundraising committees. ABC News can't verify that until numbers are released by federal election officials. The Harris campaign says the money came from more than 888,000 donors, majority making their first contribution this election cycle. Already targeting Vice President Harris with some criticism, the Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance in his hometown, Middletown, Ohio. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A wet June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. It wasn't the wettest June on record, but the Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most locations received at least 6 inches of rainfall, with a statewide average of just under 7 inches. That's 48%, or just over 2.25 inches more than normal, making it the sixth wettest June going back to 1895. And with all that rain following a very wet May crushed the drought, it also means lots of flooding and storm damage. Rain fell frequently and intensely last month. Some places in northwest and south central Wisconsin had 4 to 6 inches more than normal. Bayfield County experienced its wettest June on record. An EF0 tornado is confirmed to have touched down in south-central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the tornado that touched down southwest of Evansville last week had estimated peak winds of 70 miles per hour. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. But as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field open a 3-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. Currently 81 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the
Center.
You're
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is Monday. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny Lupinacci on the road, heading to a destination with the family. We'll be back on the show live with us tomorrow night. Jess, though, sitting in. Jess, how are you doing today?
I am so energized for today.
I know.
I'm so ready to be here.
Okay, really exciting moment. And I know everybody's like, what? We all know, but this is awesome. First of all, though, just reminding everybody, Busted Pencils, love this. It's sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company. Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end that ridiculous parasitically voucherous program. Yeah, getting rid of vouchers in Wisconsin. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out minocquabrewing.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer and their progressive wine and their progressive shirts and their progressive coffee cups. And just go there, Jess, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Have a good conversation. Engage in some small talk. Which, remember, our 20 from the 20th.
Thank you. That's and it's just, think about that. The role of the tavern in America as an institution, you think about that. It's like that is where things have started. And in fact, you know, thinking all the way back to towards the American Revolution, they say a lot of the impetus for the American Revolution came through in taverns at the time. So not saying that we want you to go to Minocqua Brewing Tap Room to create a revolution in that sense, but to have revolutionary thinking around ideas that continue to instill democracy and proclaim democracy, hey, Minocqua Brewing Company, that's where you can go and do that. Because if you don't want progressive beer, you can also have progressive soda. You can
progressive
have
seltzer.
Seltzer. It's all there. All of that. The other thing, Jess, too, is I'm so happy over the weekend I had, and this is just a reminder for everybody listening, download that Civic Media app. Wow. Because I had to go out of the area over the weekend, had to take my, mother-in-law back to Pittsburgh. And I tell you what, though, having that Civic Media app allowed me to get everything I needed from Civic Media. Most importantly, too, the alerts that came with it. That
Were you able to keep up with everything yesterday?
Yes, I got all that. So, hey, guess what? On top of being able to always listen to Busted Pencils or any of your favorite Civic Media shows, you can get that up-to-date breaking news. Speaking of which, Jess, up-to-date breaking news. We left on Friday. We were imagining the possibilities. We got excited. We were like, whoa. And people are like, what are you talking about? Okay, look, quick. Yes, President Biden has voluntarily stepped down, opening up the opportunity now to have a new nominee. All right. That's the news. End of story. No, not end of story.
Start of story.
Start of story. We've got so much to talk about here because I just want to start by saying, do you remember Friday when we started imagining President Biden stepping down, just moving over, saying so-and-so, and then we just went into this, well, yeah, if it's Kamala Harris, then this could be that great vice president. There could be, it just was a conversation starter that made us empowered. And none of that says that President Biden was a bad president. All of that said was as though there was a lack of an excitement factor there. And that worried me going into this election with Trump. Not saying that, you know, none of Trump's policies would have turned people into voting for him who would have voted for Biden. There was no switch there. So there's no concern about going like, oh, Trump is going to win over all these Biden people. No.
The people who were going to vote for Trump were always going to vote for Trump.
Right.
It was everyone who was in the middle. It was everyone who was looking at this situation and going, I don't connect to either of these candidates. Neither of these candidates are representative of me, I believe, my situation. And there was just so much disengagement, so much lethargic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So many people just say,
my son and his girlfriend, you know, they're 24. I'm not exactly sure. And they're they weren't excited. And that people were like, well, they're not very civically minded. I'm like, no, you've got an 81-year-old and a 78-year-old. You've got a crazy 78-year-old who's spouting off crazy stuff. You've got an 81-year-old who now they're looking at going like, wow, he's really slowed down. And neither one of them excites me. I was just, you know, I was talking to my son, Luke, and he's like, that's where it was. My daughter, Lacey, who's 21, you know, not that they don't want to be engaged, but sorry, these two presidential candidates together didn't create a sense of excitement about saying, I want to be a part of this. And that was where we were going Friday when we started imagining if President Biden would step down. What does that mean? Well, it could mean that Kamala Harris now is going to be the new nominee. And that means who's she going to pick for a running mate? And that's kind of cool because L.A. Tom loves the governor from North Carolina. Johnny Lupinacci is really pulling hard for the Michigan.
For Gretchen Whitmer.
Gretchen Whitmer, you know. I'm now kind of getting along this idea. I'm reading more about Andy Beshear in Kentucky because he kind of goes like the true Kentucky anti-JD Vance.
Hey, Tim, you know the name that I just heard yesterday and now I'm really, really excited about? Governor Tony Evers.
Oh.
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 Ooh, public education, super strong advocate, brings the Midwest. Is. And would not seek the presidency afterwards.
Any listeners who have the history of knowing me, though, on that one are going like, uh-oh, Jess, you know that Tim and Governor Evers have had their issues in the past.
Oh, yeah, you butt heads?
Yeah, because he's not been as clear, especially when it comes to vouchers. Has not delivered in that way. However... Well, you know what? But this is the possibilities that we're talking about.
Yeah, we can have conversations.
Yes, we can have conversations. And I can imagine, you know, if we were having this conversation at the Minocqua Brewing Company at the tap room, we'd be like, I'm like, Jess, you know, I got to tell you, I like Governor Evers in the sense, but, you know, we can have these really impactful conversations where I kind of like, I had heard about Governor Beshear in Kentucky. I didn't know a whole lot about him. But because we can now think this way legally, right, whatever legally means, I did some more digging. And I kind of like this anti-J.D. Vance or kind of like the true Kentucky, you know, Appalachian voice and kind of going like, how do you contrast those two? And it's like, that's exciting. Didn't mean, oh, my God, that's my winner. But it just was this just like, wow, there's possibilities. And even now, I don't know if you're a listener right there, you're going, so you've essentially given in to Kamala Harris. I'm like, I haven't given in to anybody. It feels like that seems like the direction it's going to go. But I do know as soon as like 10 minutes ago, what the latest news was, is that there isn't a guaranteed commitment to anybody.
Right. This is not going to be a coronation.
Right.
What I'm seeing in every breaking news feed is commitment after commitment to saying we are going to have a convention where we nominate someone. It is going mm-hmm. to be a vote. It's going to be a discussion. It's going to be democracy in action.
What? Wait. Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't hear a bell.
No, it's not going to be a coronation, and that's great. You know what? And I got to say, when President Biden had that horrible, awful, no good, very bad day on the debate day.
That's one way to describe it.
Well, actually, if you know what, that there's a children's book referred to that.
I know,
yeah. Okay, good. Okay, just making sure. You know, so it was just like that. And I was kind of like, oh, my God, this is horrible. He can't run. I wasn't in that moment going, and therefore I think Kamala Harris should be the nominee. I was potentially excited about actually her not being, and imagining the possibility of like a Gretchen Whitmer, like a Gavin Newsom. I got to say now, over these times now, I'm feeling kind of connected to going, I think the Kamala Harris nomination actually is kind of starting to excite me.
I think here, my personal take is you stick with Kamala. She has the experience. She has been in this high office now for 3.5 years, going on 4 years. She's been training. She's been preparing to, at any moment, become president mm-hmm. of the United States. I'm really excited about the prospect of Kamala leading the ticket and finding mm-hmm. someone else to round it out.
I love it. You know what really got me in that direction? So one of our great guests that we've had on the show, talk about a public education advocate, Dr. Diane Ravitch, was reading her blog last night, and she gave a really nice thank you to President Biden, and she really positioned Kamala Harris as her choice, and then started envisioning vice presidents, and she made the connection to a Gretchen Whitmer and Kamala Harris ticket. And something about the way Dr. Ravitch presented that in her blog last night landed on me where I went, that just feels so empowering. So, you know, a minority woman, two women, it just changes everything. All these crappy old white guys, of which I'm a decently towards the end of middle-aged white guy. I'm one of those people.
But you're not crappy. No, but
I'm tired of my kind. You know, we're predictable. It's exciting. However, as we're coming back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. What does this do, though, now in the situation? Because people are going, so what happens? What is legal when we come back?
Well, Tim, it is almost any way that you want it.
Oh, I hear that. Any way you want. Well, come back any way you want it. Let's see if that is the way you'll get it.
From the center, WRCE.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Finish your wood projects with Cabot Australian Timber Oil. It's perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big on Cabot exterior stains at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Any way you want it, that's the way we left the segment. Is that the way you're going to get it? I don't know, but I'm going to bring something to you. Jess and I are happy. Johnny Lupinacci will be back tomorrow with us. He's on a family trip today. Wish him safety in the drive. He's going to be there, but we will be back tomorrow with Johnny and Jess, the whole team. We're going to bring it. But Jess, exciting. I remember we were on Friday. Just so remember, we're talking about Biden has voluntarily stepped down. We are now in the process of being allowed to be excited the way we are imagining being excited on Friday. We can now really do it, and it's exciting to imagine. The other possibility, though, too, is to say, oh, so what is this moment in time and the reality of, hey, guess what, Busted Pencils? It's about education. This is a good opportunity to kind of put this out there and say, as you're coming back to the fall, teachers and students and parents, what is the civics lesson here? What is the history lesson here? There, they are there. And so people know I like to dabble in AI and play around and you know, it's like a colleague. It's a tool. And I ask it some things and we go back. So I don't know. I'll give you a little bit of a read here, Jess, and see what you think about this. We've got a riveting topic that ties together two monumental moments in American political history. We're going to explore the striking similarities between President Lyndon Johnson's decision to not seek re-election in 1968 and President Joe Biden's recent announcement to step down from the 2024 presidential race. That was me literally sitting down with my chat and saying, this moment, President Biden has stepped down. I'm a 11th grade history teacher. How do I present this to my kids? Mm-hmm. That's the first little kind of thing. It says, well, here, try this paragraph. I love this because comparison to similar moments in time is typically my preferred way of teaching history and civics, is to say what we're living now, can we look at it from an event in the past to help the past give us a sense of now? I think that's excellent history social studies teaching.
Oh, of course. I mean, we have that standard saying that, you know, the past doesn't repeat, history doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme.
But it rhymes and it gives us a sense to say to a connection. And I will tell you this, though, too, from the teaching standpoint, truly coming at this as a history teacher and social studies teacher, I can say that this format of connecting the past to the present, I've seen it be much more celebrated by my students in saying, I like it when you do that, Mr. Slicker. I was Mr. Slicker at those times. I like when you start with something that's happening today and then you go, oh yeah, well, check it out back when, because it illustrates and it really gave them a sense. And so we do have that right now. 1968, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, decided not to run for another term. So people's like, what do we do in this situation? Well, what happened then?
It takes away a lot of the sort of panic and the feeling of this is totally unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened before. We have no guides. And you can say, hold on, take a breath. We do have guides.
We have guides. And actually, too, as you dig into this one, you kind of say, wow. So Here's the famous quote from LBJ. I shall not seek, I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president. So as I'm coming after that, then as a teacher in this teaching moment, we now know that this quote, I'd ask the students, how do you know who said this? You know, kind of like the, like we do Tim's Trivia on Friday. And they, some of them would find it. Like, okay, what was it that led LBJ to make that statement? What happened? Did he wake up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed and say, hey, I'm not doing it? You know, no. Again, I always throw out that kind of ridiculous stuff. What was happening in 1968? What was going on? Well, this is in the height of the Vietnam War. Okay. President Johnson, the mood of the country was very anti-war, and that was coming across at that moment. And there was a sense, very similar to today, that he was not able to be reelected in that sense. Yeah, you heard that little ding there? I know people were like,
breaking news.
Breaking news. No, it's, you know what the breaking news was? Just Tim always, you know, leaving his phone on during the show. Sorry about that. No, but the other breaking news, but it's the same. It's the same thing. So you say Johnson believed that stepping aside was in the best interest of the nation, allowing him to focus on unity and peace efforts. So he's like, oh, so what did President Biden? Now, this is where I'd say, well, here's what President Biden said. While it has been my intention to seek reelection, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the rest of my term. Okay, so there's the two statements. I shall not seek, I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president. What was going on? Not very popular at that moment, and there was a lot of things that were moving in a direction that went, wait, there's a really good chance that President Johnson just doesn't have the support of the people. It didn't mean that people said, you know, like we just, although there was a lot of disagreement there. People were saying, well, but Biden did such a good job up to this point. I don't understand. It's like nobody's saying he didn't do a good job. But we're pointing out that at this moment, Jess and Tim and Johnny for the last 2 weeks have been really excited about the possibility of somebody else. That infectiousness was the three of us, Jess.
And that was playing out across the country.
I was going to say, Jess, and you know, it wasn't just the three of us talking.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was a groundswell of people saying this is probably not in the best interest.
And so many of those voices are coming from people who have been really staunch Biden supporters and people who are able to recognize Biden has served incredibly as president. Mm-hmm. Biden has achieved amazing things as president. And it's time.
It's time. And we said we saw that at the debate. And even then, I was very quick at the debate to say, okay, he needs to be done. And people are like, wait, give him a chance. Well, guess what? He did have a chance. He went on George Stephanopoulos. He went on Lester Holt. And none of it was, oh my God, that was just a kind of fluke thing that he had this bad day. He, you know, it was a horrible, no good, very bad day.
That turned into weeks and
it just kept going and it was appearing into of going like, yeah, this is not it. We say, why does this matter? And as a social studies and history teacher, the combining these events, looking at them, historical moments, let's bring them back together. Got a little bit more to talk about. So when we come back, we're going to finish up this history lesson and then possibly talk about democracy in action.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Service.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All American.